Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, zombies and mummies and dead things will be prowling the streets of Linton. The dead brought back to life. And it's supposed to be scary. If you've watched enough horror movies or just Hollywood in general, you know that typically when the dead are raised, they're evil. They're bound to evil. They're bound by evil. They have desire for destruction, hunger for brains, and craving for vengeance. But in our passage that we read from Romans, Paul speaks of Christians brought to life in a different sense than Hollywood likes to think of. He speaks of baptism as being, in fact, our death. He speaks of baptism as being our burial. And he speaks of it as being the promise of our resurrection. But unlike Hollywood, when the Lord brings the dead back to life, he frees you from what you are bound to. This is because in baptism, your old sinful flesh, is crucified with Christ, Paul says. It's brought to nothing so that you are no longer enslaved to sin. Paul talks about it all over this passage. In baptism, you are united to Christ. Therefore, you are the beneficiary of all the work he has done for you. His suffering, his crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection. You receive the benefits of all of that in holy baptism. And Paul sums it up by saying, because Christ died to sin, you have died to sin. You are no longer slaves to it. It's all good news. However, if you like me, every time I read this passage, every time I think of it, and it's a common passage for us, I read this in funerals, I read it at baptisms, we've read it before. Whenever I read this, I always think to myself, well, if this is all true, if I'm dead to sin, why do I still feel like a slave to it? Why is it still so difficult to resist and fight and hold off against temptation? If I'm dead to sin, why do in my anger I still get impatient? Why do I still yell and get frustrated when I don't want to? Why do I still use and do destructive things when I know I shouldn't? Why, if I am baptized and dead to sin, do I still treat people in a way that I am not supposed to? Why do I still have a difficulty loving my neighbor, being kind to them? Why do I still have to fight against desire, temptations, and far too often lose to them? I'm baptized, but I don't always feel dead to sin. In theological terms, we're living in this period that we call the already not yet. What this means is that we as Christians, we live with all the gifts of God in the here and now. You are forgiven. But we also live in this time where not yet have all the benefits of God come fully to us. We live in a world in which we fight and battle, and the war is won, but the battle still rages. It's already not yet over. And so baptism, when we look to the font, when we don the white robes, we're remembering a word that God has spoken to us in baptism. Maybe you've had a friend or a loved one who's just having a real tough go of things. And so you've spoken a word of comfort to them. Maybe a daughter or your wife has come to you and they're just not feeling pretty, not feeling worthy. And so you've said to them, "Hey, you're beautiful." Or maybe you've had a son or a husband who feels weak and is going through a season where they feel powerless, and you've spoken to them and said, "Hey, you are strong." Or maybe you've had a friend who feels broken and defeated, and you just tell them, "You've got this." In that moment, you are speaking a word of truth to them that you know is true, even if the person who is receiving it doesn't. In that moment, you are speaking a word of truth that you know is true, even if they don't believe it. Baptism is a word from God to you. It's an objective, absolute truth. It's one that whatever present struggle you're going through cannot undo. It's one that temptation cannot erase. This word to you in your baptism is that you are united to Christ. You died with him. You were buried with him, and you will be raised just as he was. It is God's objective, solid word spoken to you, and it doesn't matter how you feel about it. This word is a word that says your old sinful flesh was crucified with Christ. So you have died to sin so that you may live with and for God. This is a word that is true to you, even in your most desperate struggles against temptation and sin. Confirmants, baptized. In a confirmation program, there's different philosophies about how to do confirmation. Some churches require a whole bunch of memorization, and there's value to that. I'm not one that has. What I want to see in you is faith. You don't have to have a ton of knowledge to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. What I want you to know, and all the baptized to know, is this word God has spoken over you. That you are his. You are claimed by him. You are dead to sin. What that means is that in baptism, your relationship to sin has forever and ever and ever been changed. Yes, you'll still fight against it. Every day, every moment of your life. But you're no longer bound to it. It is no longer your master. Your master is the one who clothes you in the robes of righteousness. You now are enabled to battle once you have what once has enslaved you, what once had power over it, you do fight with, because the Spirit has enabled you and empowered you and dwells within you. So today we have these six young people who will stand in a moment and publicly declare their faith by simply using the words of the Apostles' Creed. They will publicly say, "I believe this." And what I want more than anything is that that simple statement of faith and what God has done for them, not what they have done for God, will be the thing that they cling to all their lives. It is what we should, in fact, cling to, what God has done for us. Amen.